You're listening to the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back.
Going to have some fun now.
Yeah. On a Monday, it's a fun day. First, I want to tell you again, McDonald's sponsoring our show on Friday when we go out to Jeff Blum's house, because in his backyard, you'll like this, Coach. In his backyard, he has built a wiffle ball stadium. Fences, backstop, dugouts, press box, scoreboard, the whole shebang.
What position am I?
Well, you should have got in. I should have told you about this sooner because you would have gotten in. The Wiffle Ball World Series, a 36-team event, starts on Friday. I am not making this up. And we will be out there broadcasting live from 3 to 5 on Friday.
We playing with the long, skinny yellow bat, or do I get the big, short?
Three guys, you get the little skinny bat.
Remember the big bat?
Yeah. The big bat's not fair. Come on.
That's home run derby.
Right? So that'll be, I guarantee that'll be a good time. And McKillop may show up for that because he's disappeared. He's just disappeared. He doesn't come anymore. Well, you scared him away.
It's golf season. Are you kidding me?
He claims he doesn't golf that much anymore.
Oh, he doesn't.
What would you know about it? You never golf.
I try to golf, but I can't get one assistant GM, assistant coach, number 13 shoots left. He's too busy running around talking to all these nice corporate partners and taking care of that beautiful baby and his lovely girlfriend. So I've golfed with him once this summer. But, Bobby and I have chased that little white ball around a few times.
Just a few times.
He can't play, can he?
He keeps telling you that he can't.
Oh.
Just before he gets you to put another dollar on that shot, right?
Sharks in the water, beware.
It's been an interesting off season. So far, business as usual in the Federal Hockey League. Winston-Salem comes in, Berlin leaves, St. Clair Shores relocates, and now the Danbury thing. This is a new one for me. Can't afford the insurance. And I don't blame the guy, because the last thing I'd want to do is get involved in, a lawsuit about workman's comp or something like that, and you ain't got a guy covered up. I know players out there who even today, they haven't played in 15 years, and they're still making money off the workman comp deal.
Really? You know what? It's business, and I'm not an attorney. I'm not in the insurance business. But certain states have self-owned workman's comp. Mm-hmm. And I found that out the hard way in Ohio last season. So I'll give you an example. If your payroll's $10,000 a week, in Ohio you pay 85.3% weekly for workman's comp.
Wow.
So the business was located out of Chicago. Payroll was Chicago. So when they contacted me, that's how I explained it. We got through the 3 months, but, what the future would have brought, I don't know. Talking to Bruce, I think they were at about 32 to 34%. But, it's part of the business. No one, I don't think, is happy to see Danbury out, but we're strong. We're going forward, and the schedule's being revised, and it'll be finalized on, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday. And again, we're going to have a dispersal draft Wednesday also. So it's onward and upward.
The other thing about it, and I don't want to, anytime the league retracts, I don't want to say it's a good thing. But, a couple of years ago, it made more sense. Berlin was out there. Berkshire was out there. Brewster was out there. I mean, there were teams in that area for them to play. And now this year, they're kind of out there by themselves.
Who's that?
Danbury. You know,
no, they have Watertown.
That's still a pretty good drive.
No. Cornwall, I think Cornwall, and don't hold me to it, I'm not GPSing it, but I think Cornwall, Watertown might be 3 hours, and I think Cornwall maybe 5. So not bad. I mean, it gave them, you know, division out there. Right now you have Watertown, Cornwall, and basically Winston-Salem, but Winston-Salem, Carolina, that's still going to be, you know, that 8 to 10 hour ride.
Yeah.
You know, in our private Lear jets. No pun intended.
You got one of those, right?
Right, yeah.
You got that worked into the budget?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Junior, he might be shocked a few trips this year. I might just meet them wherever we're going. Where's Coach? He's on his way. He's going to meet us at the rink.
You know what? You wouldn't be the first coach to do that. I know, especially like in the old league, in the UHL and that, when we had a bunch of teams in Michigan, a lot of the coaches never rode the bus.
Yeah. Love. By the way, UHL, I love it. United Hockey League. It's going strong. It's going to be back soon.
You own the name rights to that, don't you?
I didn't say that.
I'm just, you know, just little bird told me.
Now it's out there.
There are Elmira rumors. Well, can you talk about that? Is there anything going on there?
Robbie Nichols, a lot of hockey people know him. He was negotiating a lease with the city, and I guess he was, you know, it's negotiations. He was asking, they were tugging, and I guess it didn't work out, possibly for next year. And he's actually looking into Danbury, whether that'll happen in time or not, I don't know. But, you know, there's a lot of cities out there that could be potential spots. It's just the word of the gospel, finding the right people that are into hockey and want to be involved. So that's key. Don't bring people in that aren't ready to be in for the long haul. Yeah. U-Haul, long haul. Wow.
Speaking of, in for the long haul next season, I know the roster's coming together. I know you got a lot more guys probably signed up or are planning on signing up than you've announced so far. But are you happy with where you're at this point? And the other thing, are you going to have a tryout camp or anything like that on the schedule?
Yes. I don't want to make it sound like I'm different than anyone else, but having a son that's been doing this for 10 to 12 years, I understand the emotions, the expense, and the cost from the player side. So instead of doing free agent camps in July, in August, and taking in, you know, money and these, I call them kids, but they're men, coming from Slovakia, Russia, Canada, you know, hotel room, travel, airfare, fee to the camp. And then, you know, even if you pick 2 or 4 of them, now they have to turn around and go home for, you know, 60, 90, 120 days and then turn around and come back if you sign them. So what we're going to do is probably we're going to have a free agent mini camp right before our main camp. So whoever's here, we pick, they stay, go into the apartments, get signed, and we start practice. No leaving, coming back. So that's my philosophy on it. Maybe I, you know, I don't find a few players that I could have, you know, found in July or June or August. But I'm thinking of the player and the cost of everything. So whether I'm right or wrong, that's how we're going to do it.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that. In fact, if I'm a guy out there and I look at that and go, well, there's a guy that's looking out for me. Maybe I have a little more interest in playing for that guy now.
Well, you know what, and when I talk to players, you know, whether it's translated in Russian, via email. That's basically what I'm telling them, is that when, you know, like their agents, when they come here, it's like I have another son, and I'm going to treat them the same way. They screw up, I'm going to let them know. They do good, I'm going to let them know. And if they get better and they can move on, that's my job to move them on. And it's the truth. You know, everybody wants to win, but if you do it the right way, they're going to win on their own.
Okay. How come the Cubs didn't trade for Verlander? Come on. Killing me.
Baseball? When
are
was
you a Sox fan? I can
No, I'm actually both. But why? What happened? They didn't trade?
They didn't trade. Come on. They had all these guys, and they make a trade with the White Sox. Cubs and the White Sox aren't supposed to be making trades.
Who did they even pick up?
Quintana?
Oh.
They gave away their whole minor league system. We need that here.
Really?
Yeah, they gave up like four guys for him. Tigers need those four guys worse than the White Sox do.
Was that the same time that golf was on TV?
Yes, golf was on TV that day.
I'm going back and forth between the youngins playing in Plymouth, the world.
Yeah, have you seen any of that?
Oh, yeah, I've been watching it. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. I'm going to sign a couple of those players.
I hope.
Yeah. No, between, baseball, Chicago fan. I'm in Port Huron, so I guess I'm, Tiger guy now?
No, you can be whatever you want to be. I won't hold it against you, even though I really don't like the Cubs. But that's a different story for a different reason.
Oh, okay. We'll go into that next session.
What else has been going on? How are season tickets going? Getting people out there?
You know what? Everything's moving along well. The corporate partnerships have been really, really good this summer, and we're excited about the return of a lot of companies. And the season tickets are moving along, not at the, no pun intended, pace that I'd like it, but they're talking, hey, coach, what's going on? So that's a good sign, and, you know, hopefully it's going to keep going.
Yeah, I like it. I like what I've heard about this offseason. Tesserero, Wright. I heard a couple of other names. Some interesting stuff you've got going on. It sounds like you're building another real good hockey team. Again, if we'd had a couple more games.
You took the words out of my
couple
mouth.
More games.
Couple.
Somewhere in November, we could have found six more points.
Yeah, what was that guy's name? You know, you have to play, you have to be accountable, you have to work hard and do the right things. And the points you're talking about in November, December, those were mountains. You know, someone brought it up to me, the last 45 to 55 days, we had like the best record in the league. All we had to do is get to the dance, and we would have, I think.
Yeah.
We
lost like 9 shootout or overtime games. Just a couple of those. Just a couple of those. And you're right in the mix.
I have nightmares about it. You could go back and forth with Junior because he says no. But I think January 2nd when I got here, I think they were at about 6, and I think we ended up with either 8 or 9. And the overtime non-wins, because we don't use that L word, that's killer with the winning percentage because you actually could go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, we were like 20-20, and then that far column was like 7. We were actually below 500% because of that column. So.
Yeah, and it fools up. Well, you got a point. Yeah, but the game's worth 3.
Yeah.
And so you're only getting a third of what you could be getting.
And the winning percentage kills you. That's the key.
Yeah. Yeah. You like that column with the W's.
Well, you know, it's a cliche of mine, shift by shift, period by period, game by game. And that's how I live it. And I think we did a really good job moving forward after the first of the year. It was just a shame for, you know, obviously, one, the players, the fans, that we didn't get to, you know, try to hold on to the cup. That was my goal. So, but now we have to go get the cup back.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Right?
Gives you something to be hungry about.
Absolutely.
You don't come back going, ah, we did it already. Not enough, not as much motivation. The guy out in Quad City, and I didn't like him because he was a cheater, but but he won. But they won the championship, and the next year he came back with half of his roster changed. And when I interviewed him about it, he simply said, well, you know, you can get complacent when you win. And, yeah, I got 10 guys who know how to do it from last year's team. But now I got 10 new guys who've never done it. And every day they come into the room and they see those 10 guys with the rings on from last year, and they want one of those. And that's how he keeps winning.
It's contagious, and if you have the right chemistry and the right personnel that could, you know, take a youngin or a rookie or a guy that didn't go to the dance before and talk to him and groom him, you know, that's a positive. And it could go both ways. You could have the guy there that has the ring, but he thinks he's better than the other 10, and then the other 10 don't get it. Yeah. Then you don't win. So it takes two to tangles. But I good citizen off the ice, good hockey player on the ice, that makes a good overall person.
It's like having a psychology major in here. All right, got to take a break here. But we will be back with more in just a little bit. Coach Joe Pace Sr. hanging out with us today on a Monday here on the Dennis Stuckey Show. We're here until 5 o'clock. So if you go away, you might miss something, and I wouldn't want that to happen. All right, we'll be back here in just a few minutes, so stick around. All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show. Joe Pace Sr. hanging out with us today for a few more minutes, just enjoying his summer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I you know, I haven't been out and about much this summer, and I get the typical two or three same questions. You know, is the team coming back? How do they look? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, team's coming back. And that looks pretty good. There again, it's been a typical off season in the FHL with teams coming and going, but in the end, just like last year and just like the year before, there could be six or seven teams. And we'll have ourselves, some fun. Gets going a week or two later this year, start in November. I don't mind that either. That's fine. Won't be the same number of games, so you're not missing anything.
No. I mean, end of October, beginning of November, I think they started last year, but it was like late in October. But we're on target. Everything's good. Squad looks good on paper. Contracts are, you know, going out, and I'm pretty excited. Some new faces might be pretty exciting also.
And I think you're working on defense. You're starting from defense out this year. Scoring in a league like this, you'll find scoring. But it's stopping the other team from scoring. That's how you're going to win a championship.
Well, I mean, on paper, obviously, Pace, the captain, he's coming back. Wadsworth, who I think was probably one of the most improved players, coming back. Baker coming back. Picked up Olselins, who I had in Danville. I like him as a person and probably more maybe as a hockey player. Big size. He's picked up him in the dispersal draft. McCauley's still on the radar. Mike Baker. So, I mean, right now, defensively, I mean, everyone's scrambling for D, and we're sitting here right now thinking, okay, we had a pretty good D core last year. If, you know, four of the six come back, Arnott's out there. He's entertaining, you know, a few options with his work schedule. But, you know, 8-9 D to go into camp, that's pretty good.
Yeah, actually, we were deep going the last weekend of the season. You had to make some decisions about, you know, guys were coming off the IR to get back in the lineup, and you had a lot of good players back there, and somebody either had to sit or play forward.
Atwell.
Yeah.
He was playing forward.
So, I mean,
he likes to skate and stick handle with the puck anyways.
He does like
he fit in perfectly with all the forwards, only maybe there was only one puck. They were all fighting over the puck.
I go back to late in the season. We played that game at St. Clair Shores there.
Oh, please.
On a weeknight. And it was like, well, what it end up like? Pink, 10 to 5, 10 to 6. It was crazy.
Ping pong match.
And you were just over on the, you were winning, and I knew we were going to win, but you were just over there. What hair you got left was falling out.
Oh, yeah. The best was our photographer this year that was here, I guess, the year before. He happened to be at the game, and I turned around after, you know, they scored from, like, the red line or something. I don't know. And he had the ladder behind the bench taking pictures, and I just looked at him like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
That's why, like, I was there, and I'm like, I should go and say hi to Coach. And then I'm thinking, at the end of the first period, I'm thinking, I don't want to go say hi to Coach. I can tell what this game's turning into.
I was probably at center ice trying to talk to UTEC. I think guy cross-checked. You know, the memory's good.
Oh, that was the fight right at the
and
start.
And then Foose went and hit the guy, and then they fought, and Foose got thrown out of the game, and I was going, okay, why is he thrown out of the game? He goes, oh, well, instigator. I said, the guy cross-checked, you know, the leading scorer on the team. He's just defending his teammate, and they both fought. So, yeah, you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah, and a big guy, too. The guy's like 7 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
What are you protecting him for?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was like 5 minutes into the game. And I think that line already had like 3 or 4 goals anyways. They were already off to a big start.
you said it earlier in the conversation there. Defense is key. So I don't like those games between you and I.
No.
I'd rather score, you know, 3 or 4 goals, keep the shots against down, and, you know, it ends up 3-1, 4-0, 4-2. That's my comfort zone.
That's most coaches that I've ever met. It's good. I hadn't seen you in a little while.
I missed you. I thought you forgot about me. Junior was in, I guess, about a few weeks ago.
A week or 2 weeks ago, maybe it was. And that was just by accident. They came in to talk to somebody else about something else. And I saw him in the hallway, and I said, you're not doing anything. Come on the show.
There you go. he could go probably better than I could go. He's got a good gift of gab.
Yeah, he does. He has fun.
He's got some really good stories, too.
Mostly about his dad.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks for having me. And again, all you fans out there, get in and get your tickets for the season. And thanks again to all the corporate partners for being involved with us.
All right. There's Joe Pace Sr. from the Prowlers. Take a break here, and then I'll have a few seconds to wrap things up here in just a moment.